So before you listen to the sermon, read John chapter 20.
قبل از اینکه موعظه رو گوش بدین، یوحنا فصل 20 رو بخونید.
We're going to continue on the topic of the Holy Spirit today.
امروز
موضوع
روح القدس دوم موعظه در مورد.
And today we're going to talk about the indwelling versus the filling with the Holy Spirit.
پوری روح القدس و لبریز شدن روح القدس تفاوت.
Last week we started to talk about the identity of the Holy Spirit.
We
saw that the Bible clearly describes the Holy Spirit as a person.
He
has the characteristics of a person, the attributes of a person. Yeah, just like the Bible speaks about God the Father being a person,
obviously
Jesus being a person,
also
the Holy Spirit is a person. Yeah, not some force that is out there.
Yeah,
we saw he had a will.
Yeah,
he decides which gifts he gives to who. He communicates, he speaks to us.
Yeah,
he has intellect. Ability to reason, even has emotions, we can grieve the Holy Spirit. We can have a relationship with him, love him. These are attributes of a person.
این یک نفر یک شخصیته که میتونه این کارو
بکنه.
وقتی مقدس در مورد روح القدس صحبت میکنه میگه او نمیگه آن.
But next to the attributes of a person, the Holy Spirit also had the attributes of God.
همزمان که صفات‌های یک شخص رو داره،
همزمان هم صفات‌های خدا رو داره.
دیدیم روح القدس ابدی است.
From everlasting to everlasting, no beginning or end.
از اول تا آخر، نه اول داره نه آخر داره.
We have a beginning.
ما آغاز داریم.
The Holy Spirit does not.
روح القدس آغازی نداره.
He is also omniscient.
و از همه چیز آگاهه.
All knowing.
همه چیز رو می‌دونه.
He is also omnipresent.
همه جا حاضره.
He is also omnipotent.
از ابدی است.
And the Holy Spirit is called God in the Bible.
کتاب روح القدس خداوند خونده شده در کتاب مقدس.
We looked at the story of Ananias and Sapphira.
داستان حنانیا و سفیرا. They lied against God. که دروغشون بر ضد کی بود؟ دروغشون بر ضد خدا.
And the first before that, they lied against the Holy Spirit.
بر روح القدس خداوند دروغ گفتید.
The Holy Spirit is the third person.
روح القدس سه شخصیت.
Of the Godhead, God is three in one.
تسلیس خداونده. خداوند سه شخصیت داره در یک
خودش. There's one God existing eternally.
از ازل تا ابد ستا بوده در یکی.
In three distinct persons.
در سه تا شخصیت جداگانه
and Holy Ghost.
ولی همزمان اتحاد و یگانه بودن.
He does things.
پدر، پسر، روح القدس.
He does things that God does.
روح القدس کاری میکنه که پدر انجام میده. او عضوی از اون خلقته.
He's the word of God.
او کلام خداوند رو داده.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit is God.
روح القدس خداست.
Now today I want to specifically address the difference between the indwelling and the filling of the Holy Spirit.
Now,
go to John 14 and read verses 16 and 17. John 14, verses 16 and 17. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
و من از پدر سوال میکنم و تسلی دهنده دیگر رو شما عطا خواهد کرد تا همیشه با شما بماند. یعنی روح راستی که جهان نمیتواند او را قبول کند زیرا که او را نمیبیند و نمیشناسد و اما شما او را میشناسید زیرا که با شما میماند و در شما خواهد
بود. This is talking about the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, being with us, forever. And as you will see, this is a thing that is only for New Testament believers. In the Old Testament, they did not have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Go to John chapter 7 and read verses 37 to 39. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified.
و در روز آخر که روز بزرگ عید بود، عیسی ایستاده ندا کرد و گفت: هر که تشنه است نزد من آید و بنوشد. کسی که به من ایمان آورد، چنان که کتاب میگوید، از بطن او نهرهای آب زنده جاری خواهد شد.
Yeah, so we're here still in Old Testament territory.
هنوز در عهد عتیق هستیم.
Jesus is speaking to his disciples.
داشت داره صحبت میکنه.
And he's pointing.
و اشاره میکنه.
Yeah, that they will have an indwelling of the Holy Spirit, but that the Holy Spirit is not yet given.
میگه هنوز داده نشده.
It has not happened yet at this point.
هنوز اتفاق نیفتاده در این لحظه.
Now, when will they receive the Holy Spirit? Now, most people will think, oh, that's Pentecost. And that's wrong. That's not Pentecost. Now, it already gives you a precondition here, because it says Jesus was not yet glorified.
Yeah.
You will receive the Holy Ghost after Jesus is glorified.
Now,
when was Jesus glorified?
Yeah,
when he was risen from the dead.
وقتی از مردگان برخاست.
Yeah, when he received his glorified body.
وقتی بدن پرجلالش
گرفت. Yeah, go to John 20.
یوحنا 20.
John 20, verse 22.
آیه 22.
And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost.
و چون ایرا گفت، دمید و به ایشان گفت روح القدس را بیابید.
Yeah, now when was this? This was before Acts 2.
قبل از اعمال رسولان فصل 2.
And it was after he was glorified.
بعد از جلالش.
We just read it. What's the context here?
اینجا چه اتفاقی میفته؟
Yeah, the context is the resurrection.
زنده شدن عیسی
مسیح. John 21 says, yeah, the first day of the week come and Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, into the sepulchre and see the stone taken away from the sepulchre.
Where is that?
21. John 21.
Which verse?
John 20, verse 1. Sorry.
باز عیسی به ایشان گفت سلام بر شما باد، چنان که پدر مرا فرستاده من نیز شما را میفرستم.
Yeah, it's the first day of the week.
Mary
Magdalene goes early in the morning to the grave. Where Jesus was laid and
And
he sees that the stone is taken away. Now skip to verse 19, and just read till 22. Yeah. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he shewed unto him his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father had sent me, even so I sent you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost.
و در شامگاه همان روز که اولین روز هفته بود، هنگامی که درها بسته بود، جایی که شاگردان به سبب ترس یهودیان جمع بودند، ناگاه عیسی آمده در میان ایستاد و به ایشان گفت سلام بر شما باد. و چون این را گفت، دست‌ها و پهلوی خود را به ایشان نشان داد و شاگردان چون خداوند را دیدند شاد گشتند. باز عیسی به ایشان گفت سلام بر شما باد، چنان که پدر مرا فرستاده من نیز شما را می‌فرستم. و چون این را گفت، دمید و به ایشان گفت روح القدس را بیاورید.
So when did they receive the indwelling?
که روح القدس
after Jesus was glorified.
بعد از اینکه در اون
قرار گرفت. And it was here on the same day as the resurrection.
درست همون روزی که از مردگان برخاست، همون روز ایمانداران روح القدس را دریافت.
Here is what his disciples are receiving as was promised in John 7.
که در یوحنا فصل 7 قول داده بود، به محض اینکه عیسی جلال پیدا کرد، روح القدس را دریافت کرد.
And these disciples were saved already. These were Jesus' disciples.
شاگردان ایمان داشتند. شاگردان عیسی مسیح بودند. از اول باهاش بودند.
Now, why are they receiving the Holy Spirit now?
چرا روح القدس اون موقع به دست آوردند؟
Yes, because this is part of the New Testament.
چون قسمتی از عهد جدید. و عهدی که بعد از مرگ و زنده شدن عیسی مسیح.
A new era has begun.
یک فصل جدید، یک عهد جدید آغاز میشه.
Yeah, and doesn't that not make sense? Yeah,
if it's New Testament. عهد جدیده.
Yeah, if you have a testament. It doesn't do anything as long as the person, yeah, who is the testator is still alive.
عهد زمانی بحث میشه، زمانی که اون فردی که تا زمانی که زنده است خودش داره، ولی اگه عهدی رو میبنده باهات بعد از مرگش معمولا.
Yeah, if I would have a testament.
عهد یا در حقیقت چی میگن وقتی کسی میمیره؟
در
فارسی عهد نمیشه. عهد یه زبان گرامی یونانی میشه. نه آرزو داری باز مگه اتفاق بیفته چی می‌نویسی؟ میگن وصیت.
وصیت.
Yeah, if I have a testament that says, yeah, when I die, my children will get my house, for example. Will I get anything before that time?
Is a
testament going to be activated before I die? No, the answer is no. Only after I die, this will become in effect. Yeah, go to Hebrews 6, verse 16 and 17. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead, otherwise it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth.
زیرا مردم به آنکه بزرگتر است سوگند می‌خورند و پایان هر مخاصمه ایشان سوگند است تا اثبات شود. از این رو چون خدا خواست که عدم تغییر اراده
16-17 Hebrews 6:16-17
از این رو چون خدا خواست که عدم تغییر اراده خود را به وارثان وعده به تأکید بیشمار نشان دهد سوگند در میان آورد.
Yeah, so Jesus died on the cross. Yeah, and we're entering in the New Testament. And part of that New Testament, that New Covenant, is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And later on, if we have time enough, I will also talk about why this is a typical New Testament, only a New Testament thing and an Old Testament thing.
Now,
of course, we as Christians today, we're not there 2,000 years ago
when
Jesus breathed on his disciples and said, hey, receive the Holy Spirit.
So,
how do we, when do we receive the Holy Spirit as Christians? And the answer is at the moment of salvation. Go to Ephesians and read verses 13 and 14. Chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. In whom you also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of our purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory.
و در وی شما نیز چون کلام راستی یعنی بشارت نجات خود را شنیدید در وی چون ایمان آوردید با روح القدس وعده مرد که بیانه میراث ماست برای بازخرید آن ملک خاص او تا جلال او ستوده شود. بنابراین من نیز چون خبر ایمان شما را در عیسی خداوند و محبت شما.
Yeah, so first you hear the word of truth. Yeah, you hear the gospel. You believe. And it says you're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Yeah, you are indwelled with the Holy Spirit when you believe. Notice that it says he is the earnest of our inheritance. He is the earnest.
What do you mean?
He's the earnest. He's
yeah,
of our inheritance.
Yeah?
I just bought a trailer. I had to put earnest money down. Yeah, to show that I'm serious, that I'm actually
gonna
go through and buy the thing. Yeah, so they took it off the internet, the advertisements, and yeah, till everything is completed. But I had to put down an earnest. What will happen if I do not come through?
اگر واقعا این کارو نمی‌کردم چه اتفاقی می‌افتاد؟
I lose the earnest money. Yeah, that's gone.
Now,
God says here, the earnest that I'm giving, that I'm putting there, is the Holy Spirit. Yeah, so it's like, if I don't go through, yeah, I would lose the Holy Spirit.
Yeah?
Of course, this is never ever going to happen.
Yeah,
but it shows you yeah, how serious God is about this and how secure our salvation is once we are saved.
Because
God is not going to lose the third person of the Trinity. Yeah, the Bible says, no one can pluck us out of his hands.
کلام خداوند میگه که هیچ کس نمیتونه ما را دست او بدوزه.
The promise is when we believe we have everlasting life right there and then.
اگر ایمان داشته باشیم زندگی جاوید را همون لحظه و
در آن خواهیم داشت.
اگر ممکن بود که بتونیم از
دستش بدیم. God a liar.
خداوند دروغگو میشد.
Now here we see that God himself is the guarantee.
که خداوند خودش بیان و تضمین ماست.
Yeah, he keeps his word.
کلامش رو نگه داشته.
Yeah, he will not lose the third person of the Godhead.
هیچ وقت خداوند
He will finish the deal.
از دست نخواهد داد به اون چون تکمیل خواهد شد این عهد.
Now this transaction will go through.
این خرید و فروش، این انجام این انجام شده است چون بیانش تضمینی است.
Yeah, so the indwelling of the Holy Spirit you receive at the moment of salvation.
در لحظه‌ای که نجاتمون به دست میاد.
And he will be with you.
با شما خواهد بود.
Yeah, till the day of redemption.
روز آزادی.
Ephesians 4:30.
افسوسیان 4:30.
Ephesians 4:30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.
روح قدوس خدا را که به او تا روز رستگاری مهر شده اید غمگین مسازید.
Yeah, when we are saved, we don't only go from death to life.
نجات پیدا می‌کنیم فقط از مرگ به زندگی.
We also receive the Holy Spirit.
روح القدس رو هم دریافت می‌کنیم.
Yeah, that's because we can grieve him because he's with us.
و روح القدس رو می‌تونیم غمگین کنیم چون او با ماست.
He's there, he's not going to go anywhere.
اونجاست، جایی نمی‌ره.
He is the earnest. We're sealed by him. Now, does this mean that the fullness of the Holy Spirit is always in us and on us?
آیا پوری روح القدس و تکمیلی روح القدس همیشه تو زندگی ما با ما هست؟
Go to John 3.
یوحنا 3.
John 3, verse 34. 34-36. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him.
زیرا آن کسی را که خدا فرستاد به کلام خدا تکلم می نماید، چون که خدا روح را به میزان عطا نمی کند. پسر را محبت می نماید و همه چیز را به دست او سپرده است. آنکه به پسر ایمان آورده باشد حیات جاودانی دارد، و آنکه به پسر ایمان نیاورد حیات را نخواهد دید، بلکه خشم خدا بر او می ماند.
Yeah, of course, he's just talking about Jesus.
Now,
how much of the Holy Spirit is given to Jesus? It says that it is without measure.
بدون اندازه.
Yeah, Jesus had the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
عیسی مسیح پوریه.
Yeah, dwelling in him.
در اون زندگی میکنه.
Being on him.
Yeah. اوست.
Yeah, that's why Jesus could do all the miracles he did.
واسه همین عیسی مسیح تونست همه
Jesus walked this earth as a man.
معجزاتش رو انجام
بده. Filled without measure with the Holy Spirit.
چون وقتی که انسان بود پر از کاملی روح القدس رو داشت.
Now, think of this.
تصور کنید.
If it says here that God gave the Holy Spirit without measure to Jesus.
اگر خداوند روح القدس رو بدون اندازه بی حد و انتها به عیسی مسیح داد.
It means that God gives the Holy Spirit with measure to others.
و با دیگران هم به اندازه روح القدس
yeah,
داد.
We receive a portion.
ما یک مقداری از روح القدس.
Yeah, when we are indwelt with the Holy Spirit.
ما وقتی از روح خداوند پر میشیم.
Yeah, and that is something that we are privileged that God dwells with us as New Testament believers all the time.
خداوند درون ماست، همیشه با ماست. به تمام لحظه های زندگیمون.
Yeah, we have a better testament, the Bible says.
کلام خداوند میگه ما
And yeah, this is an advantage of the New Testament that we have a portion of the Holy Spirit dwelling in us permanently.
Yeah?
Hebrews 8. Hebrews 8 verse 6. But now had he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises.
البته الان او خدمت نیکوتر یافته است، به میزانی که به واسطه عهد نیکوتر نیز هست که در وعده‌های نیکوتر بنا است.
Yeah, we have a better covenant. We have better promises today.
قول بهتری داریم.
Yeah, and we, and part of that is that we as New Testament believers have a portion of the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us.
درون ما زندگی میکنه.
Yeah, the Holy Person, for the Holy Spirit, who is a person,
روح القدس
yeah, who is God.
که خداست.
Yeah. This is only for the New Testament believers.
Yet,
in the Old Testament, we also see that the Holy Spirit comes on believers.
Comes on people.
Yep. Go to Acts. Acts 1. And the same thing we see also in the New Testament, that there are, besides the indwelling, that people are filled with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, we just saw they already, before Acts 2, they already received the Holy Ghost. Yeah?
Now,
read Acts 1, verse 3. And we're here 40 days after that event already.
روز بعد از این اتفاق داره هم جمع شدیم که عیسی مسیح دمید بر اونها.
To whom also, verse 3, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining the kingdom of God.
که به دیشان نیز بعد از رنج کشیدن خود خیشتن را با دلایل بسیار زنده نشان داد که در مدت 40 روز بر ایشان ظاهر می‌شد و درباره امور ملکوت خدا سخن می‌گفت.
Yeah, so he walked after he was resurrected 40 days and he showed himself to different people. Now skip to verse 7 and read till 9. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father had put in his own power. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and into uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight.
بدیشان گفت برای شما نیست که زمانها و اوقاتی را که پدر در قدرت خود نگاه داشته است بدانید. اما چون روح القدس بر شما می آید قدرت خواهید یافت و شاهدان من خواهید بود در اورشلیم و تمامی یهودیه و سامره و تا اقصای جهان. و چون این را گفت در حالی که ایشان می نگریستند بالا برده شد و ابری او را از چشمان ایشان در رفت.
Yes, so Jesus tells them, you will receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
وقتی روح القدس بر شما قرار
گرفت. And they already indwelled with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, who is the earnest, who were sealed with until the day of redemption. And now they are promised power for a purpose to do great things for God, to do ministry, to be witnesses for Jesus in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, until the uttermost part of the earth. Now, when was this fulfilled? When did they receive this power where the Holy Ghost would come upon them? Now, Jesus said, you go wait in Jerusalem for this. Now, in the next chapter, we see the fulfillment of this. Acts chapter 2. And read verses 1 to 4 for now. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
تمام آن خانه را که در آنجا نشسته بودند پر ساخت و زبانه های تقسیم شده مثل زبانه های آتش بدیشان ظاهر گشته و هر یکی از ایشان قرار گرفت و همه از روح القدس پر گشته به زبان های مختلف به نوعی که روح بدیشان قدرت تلفظ بخشید به سخن گفتن شروع کرد.
Yeah, so Jesus said to them, hey, wait in Jerusalem and the Holy Spirit will come upon you.
Now,
here we see this fulfilled and it says they are filled with the Holy Ghost. And I just want you to see that these are the same thing, that the same terms for the same thing. Yeah, and of course, what is the result of them being filled with the Holy Spirit? Yeah, they become witnesses right there and then.
Yeah,
they start talking about the things of God. They start sharing the gospel.
Yeah,
and this is above what they already had received with the indwelling before that.
و این بلندتر و بزرگتر از اون چیز از پوری روح القدس که قبلش به دست
آوردن. Now listen to what Peter says a little later when he explains about what just happened. And we see another term being used for the same thing.
دوباره می‌بینیم یه موضوع استفاده.
Yeah, skip to verse 14. And read 14 till 16 for now.
14 تا 16.
But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel.
پس پتروس با آن 11 برخواسته صدای خود را بلند کرده به دیشان گفت ای مردان یهود و همه ساکنان اورشلیم اینجا بدانید و سخنان مرا فرا گیرید زیرا که اینها مست نیستند چنانکه شما گمان میبرید زیرا که ساعت سوم از روز است بلکه این همان است که یوئیل نبی گفت.
Yeah, so Peter explains, pointing back what just had happened, what I just had witnessed, and he says, hey, this is what Joel, the prophet Joel, had spoken about.
Now,
and then he quotes the prophet Joel, just read the next two verses, 17 and 18. And it shall come to pass in the last day, said God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy.
که خدا میگوید در ایام آخر چنین خواهد بود که از روح خود بر تمام بشر خواهم ریخت و پسران و دختران شما نبوت کنند و جوانها و جوانان شما رویاها و پیران شما خوابها خواهند دید و بر غلامان و کنیزان خود که در آن ایام از روح خود خواهم ریخت و ایشان نبوت خواهند.
Yeah, so how does the prophet Joel talks about this event? What terms did he use? He used the term, I will pour out in those days of my spirit.
روح خود را بر تمام بشر خواهم ریخت.
It's another term. It means exactly the same thing.
Yeah?
The Holy Spirit coming upon somebody is the same thing as being filled with the Spirit. It's the same thing as the Holy Spirit being poured out on a person. Yeah, it's all speaking about the exact same thing. Yeah? Where the Holy Spirit comes on a person,
yeah,
with the purpose of this accomplishing, works for God. And this is an Old Testament thing and a New Testament thing. Yeah, we find the same terms being used also in the Old Testament. Let me give you some examples of that. Go to Exodus. Exodus 31. And read verses 1 till 5. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass and in cutting stones, to set them and in carving of timber, to work all manner of workmanship.
آنگاه خداوند به موسی گفت ببین که من بسلعیل پسر اوری نبه هور را از قبیله یهودا برگزیدم و او را به روح خدا پر کرده بدون حکمت و فهم و دانش بخشیدم برای همه گونه صنعت تا ماهرانه با طلا و نقره و برنج کار کند و برای تراشیدن سنگ و ترسی آن و درودگری چوب تا در انواع صنایع مشغول کار شود.
Yeah, so God fills Bezalel with the spirit
با روح خداوند
of God to accomplish works that had to be done for a tabernacle.
کارهایی که باید در تبرنکل یا اون انجام می‌شده انجام بده.
Yeah, another example is Gideon.
یه مثال دیگه هیدینه.
Go to Judges 6 verse 34.
6 آیه 34.
But the spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered after him.
34.
Judges 6:34.
6:34. داوران 6:34.
آنگاه روح خداوند جدعون را در بر گرفت و او کرنا نواخت و ابی زریان برفتن از پی او فرا خوانده شدند.
Yeah, the spirit of the Lord came on Gideon for what purpose? To accomplish a work for God, and in this case, it was to deal with the oppressors of the nation of Israel, the Midianites. One more. Judges
11:29.
Then the spirit of the Lord came into Jephthah, and he passed over Gilead and Manasseh, and passed over Mizpeh and Gilead, and from Mizpeh of Gilead he passed over unto the children of Ammon.
آنگاه روح خداوند بر یفتا آمد و او از جلعاد و منسا گذشته از مصفه جلعاد عبور کرد و از مصفه جلعاد به سوی امونیان رفت.
Yeah. Here again the spirit of the Lord came upon
روح
Jephthah.
خداوند اومد روی جلعاد.
And again to deal with an enemy of the nation of Israel, Ammon in this case.
دفاع کنه.
And many more examples
of this. مثال‌های دیگه.
Yeah, so we see that the filling of the Holy Spirit
دیدیم پوری روح القدس.
Yeah, something that is both we see it both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. But that the indwelling of the Holy Spirit is only a New Testament thing. Yeah, this is something that Old Testament believers
yeah,
they didn't have this.